Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello, welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. It is Monday and our friend Garrett Vogel is joining us. Garrett, are you there?
Yes, Rob Schroeder. What a start to the Monday. I'm telling you, you have no idea, friend.
We had a few technical issues today. I thought I might be doing the show by myself, Garrett, but I'm thrilled you're here. A few technical issues. All worked out now, hopefully. Fingers crossed, yes?
Well, yeah, no. It's one of those things where passwords expire and you can't log on. Gmail happens to be down right now. So it was like I was in the middle of that weird place where it's like, is this a technical issue or is someone trying to tell me something that I have no idea about?
Nobody's trying to tell you anything apart from we love you and we are glad you are here. We've got a ton of gossip, so let's get to it. Do you know what time it is, my friends?
Oh, it's tea time. I need some tea right now.
Have a cup of tea. I'll make you a cup of tea. Big exclusive at the top of the show. Kim Kardashian and the family cut a big deal with Hulu. We spoke about this a couple of days ago. I've now got all the details, including what it is worth. Sources are telling me it's actually a massive, massive deal. It is worth more than the $150 million they currently get from E. That's right. They are moving on up again. So insiders are telling me they got a 4-5-year deal from E for $150 million. So it turned out about $30 million a year. Hulu has topped that. And the reason they've done it, it's very interesting. Most people over at Disney, ABC, who own Hulu, don't really know yet what the Kardashians are going to do. This is like a scary Prince Harry and Meghan deal. They got $100 million from Netflix, but we don't quite know what Harry and Meghan are going to do. The same with the Kardashians. technically, officially, they're going to put out global content around the world. We should point out, though, Garrett, even though the Kardashians are not as popular here in America now, they've got another season on E. Their numbers are at an all-time low around the world. They're really, really popular. So basically, they are being paid to market and be publicists, ambassadors, if you want, for Hulu. What do you think?
Which they're very good at. Which they're very, very good at. And Rob Schuter, here's my issue with this deal. First, do they get free Hulu accounts? Because they can obviously afford their own Hulu. And second, it is kind of like a Disney deal. So does that make them Disney members where they get Disney park passes now for free? I'm upset about all this.
Do you like the perks in a package? When you go for a job, if you get a really good salary, are you the type of person that also asks for a corner office or a car or something?
Well, no. I never got into that corner office. The corner office thing is like a thing of power. Very Miranda Priestly.
You know
what I mean?
Very Rob Schuter. No.
Get free Disney tickets? No. By all means, give me free
Sign
Disney tickets.
Me up. So this is what's basically happening with the Kardashians. They are now the ultimate influencers. So there's a lot of people on social media who sell those fun fab fit fun boxes. Everybody's.
I get them.
I love my box. And I wouldn't endorse this if I didn't really enjoy it. They always say that. So they have taken this to a new level. Now, basically, networks are hiring them to spread the word, and it is working. There are so many new streaming services. Netflix probably isn't so new. HBO has a new service. Disney,
so good.
ABC want to get in on this game. I did not really know Hulu until about 4 days ago. I sort of knew them, but they weren't really on my radar. Now they are because of the Kardashians. So basically, this is an advertising campaign. And if they happen to do a cooking show or maybe a travel show, great. But they're really there to be marketers.
Well, it's curious because I'm curious to see what happens because Hulu is, you know, a part of Disney, ABC, and, you know, they sell those packages together. So if you get Hulu, you get free Disney Plus. Does this mean the Kardashian show could end up on one Disney Plus down the road?
This is very interesting. I don't believe that's true because NBC
Yet.
Universal own that. So it's theirs. It's going to be on their channel forever.
You've dealt with Kris Jenner before. You know how easy this deal is going to go through.
Hey, there she could. What is interesting, though, and we should point this out, it's a little naughty because it's a member of the iHeart family. Hello, Ryan, if you're listening. Ryan Seacrest created Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So the Kelly Ripa show and Ryan show, let's be honest, is a huge success. It's number one now in the ratings, in the syndicated ratings. It beats Dr. Phil. Also, too, Ryan's doing all those fantastic Disney primetime singles. He's got Idol. So do you think Ryan hooked his friends up here? I'd hook you up. If I had an in at a network, I'd say get my friend Garrett on.
Yeah, why not? This is how we got this podcast. I mean, you think I auditioned? Come on.
This brings us to our poll question of the day. Kim Kardashian and her family are getting an even bigger deal from Disney and Hulu. Their last deal was $150 million. This is even bigger. Are they worth it? Now, I know you're going to want to say no. I did too. But if they bring in the viewers...
They are. There's no denying
it. If they
get
the press already, we're talking about Hulu. Hey, they're the lead on the Robin Garrett show. That alone is worth 25 cents. So maybe think about this one. Are they worth it? Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Garrett, love, what are you working on?
All right. So I love a good relationship. And that also means being able to poke fun at each other,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And a couple that does it a lot and does it well, Blake Lively. You and me. Yes, that's right. We're number one. Number two, Blake Lively and her husband, Ryan Reynolds, who, I'll be honest, top two male crushes up there. Oh. Him and The Rock.
Nope.
I would... any day of the week.
Yep.
So this is what happened. So Blake Lively took to Instagram to reveal her four favorite things in the world. They all come from Vancouver, Canada, which we all know that Ryan Reynolds is from Canada.
Yes.
So, of course, you would expect Blake to put Ryan up on a pedestal that he deserves to
be at. Number one. He's the top four.
So, you know, she kind of leads us down this road of like, all right, this is going to be the obvious answer. So she finds some of her favorite ice cream from Rain or Shine and her favorite donuts and then her favorite pie. Mm. So I've named three already.
Yes.
And if she's named naming four, you would think the fourth one being, oh, my husband. Nope. she didn't. Actually, it was one of her favorite foods from Canada. And she said it was a cake, actually. Oh. Cake and cookies from one of her favorite restaurants.
Delicious.
And then she said, what did you expect me to say, of course? Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively. Ryan Reynolds.
He's delicious. I've met him. He's too skinny. In person, he's really...
Well, you're too skinny now.
I know. I lost a ton of weight. I'm no Ryan Reynolds, though. Do you think I'll turn into Ryan Reynolds if I keep jogging?
You should. You're morphing into
him. He is so gorgeous. And I think what makes him so sexy is he's one of those people that is not only good looking, he's a good, good man. You can just tell it. He's a good guy.
Now, his personality.
If I had to rank my four favorite things from Staten Island... Garrett, you would be in my top four. I'd pick the ferry because I remember Madonna did Papa Don't Preach on that ferry and I was in Britain.
It's free from Manhattan to Staten Island.
This orange ferry. So I'd pick the ferry. I would pick you. What would the fourth be, Garrett?
Probably go with pizza. It's known for pizza.
Now, if you had to pick your three, four favorite things about Britain, about England.
Britain.
Where would you go?
Obviously, you have to kiss the ring of the queen.
Thank you.
So, right? You'd go queen.
Yes.
Stick with the royals.
Yes.
You know, Meghan and
Harry. You're missing one. Yes, to get the royals.
No, yeah, I'm getting there. You know, Big Ben, obviously.
Big Ben. Yes.
Big Ben.
Very important to keep
and,
the time. Keep.
One of my favorite Brits of all time. I love him. I adore him. Gordon Ramsay.
You're a monster. Okay, moving along. Heidi Klum's 16-year-old daughter is making her modeling debut on a cover. So this
That's
is her
not
very
fair.
First
it's
cover.
It's not fair.
It is the cover of Vogue, and she's on the cover with her mom. So her name is Lenny. She was born Helene. She's the eldest of all Heidi's daughters. Her ex-seal adopted her in 2019. Now she's on the cover of a magazine, and we're all meant to pretend that this happened because she's the next hot, wonderful model, which she is. She's beautiful. But is she there because of her mom? I would guess so. And making matters even worse, her mom's on the cover too. So do you think Lenny knows that Vogue Germany said, we'll give Heidi a cover and you can bring your daughter along if you want to, but it's not going to be the other way around? This is a tricky
100%.
One. Yeah, I mean, we all know the truth here. If it was a solo cover of Lenny, like she was Kylie Jenner or Kendall, I get it. But would you do the cover of Vogue, which you want to do, it's very prestigious, but the condition is your mom has to do it too.
You know, a good Photoshop, you know, as long as you have a good Photoshop guy, you will be great down the road. You know how that works.
I don't know if I would do it. Like, honestly, if my mom or dad were really famous, and I've seen it too with famous brothers and sisters, Ashley and Jessica Simpson used to have a bit of this problem. It's really tricky. Like, how much do you use your family members that want to be used? Your mom and dad love you. They want to help your career. But how much do you stand on your own 2 feet? I see this too with married couples that are in business together. Can you imagine being married to a superstar? Can you imagine, like, do you cling on to that?
I mean, I am, but I couldn't. You know what I mean?
That's a nice thing. Do you cling? My husband Bruce is pretty successful, but in a very different field to me.
He's
songwriting.
Don't say pretty. He is.
It's very. Yeah.
He,
no, he's really successful.
Yeah.
Thank you. But you know, his career has certainly helped mine. But if somebody said to me, "We'll have you on TV, Rob Shooter, but we really want to interview Bruce first." I don't know if I'd do it. Would you?
See, I think it's a little different with Heidi and her daughter, because her daughter is only, 16 years old, you said? It's not her. It's probably one of her first jobs in a way.
It's a first cover.
And,
like, I think she's been modeling
exactly.
for the first cover.
You know, I look at it as a passing of the torch. You know what I mean?
Right. I think so, but I don't know if it helps her in the business, because everyone in the business thinks you only got this because of your mom.
So if you had the choice between your own McDonald's cover commercial shoot, or being the front of a McDonald's ad, or being on the cover of Vogue with your mom, which would you choose?
This is an interesting question. I might shock you here. I like the process. I like starting at the bottom. So when I first started on TV, I was on Channel 6000. I wasn't on Channel 2 or 3. And you know what? By the time I got to the network channels, I was really ready for it. I was good at it. Remember, I repped Ashley Simpson, whose first time she ever performed on TV live was SNL. And we know what happened. She shouldn't have done it.
Story.
She should have performed on New York One. I know that she had the... the fame to get booked on SNL, but she didn't have the experience.
I'll never forget that hoedown dance.
I know. I'm a big believer in experience. I think start small and then you're ready for the big time. Because if you're in the big time, not because of your talent, but because of just your connections, then I don't know if it ever works out.
No, I get it. And I think I understand it. And, it's nor right nor wrong. I'm going to say I'm one of believing if you have the opportunity
and you have
the means,
you know,
go for it. Why tell our 16-year-old, hey, start from the bottom and work your way up? Now, do people like Bill Gates do that to their children? You know, they're not getting their billions of dollars worth of Bill Gates money. I get it. I understand that.
Sting does it.
Madonna's
doing it, I think, with her daughters too. But obviously, it's an advantage. They all know that she's Madonna's daughter. But
I think if Heidi Klum keeps on doing it, then it's like, okay, Heidi, let her have her time.
Yeah.
But I think Heidi is doing it like, hey, listen, I'm going to help you get, you know, your foot in the door
Isn't she just because of who she is? Like, if she turned up at a casting call for a designer we never heard of in, you know, Brooklyn, not in New York Fashion Week, but in the boroughs, she would get the job because she's Heidi's daughter. I think she should go that route. I think, you know what? Let me know what you think. What's going on with Mr. Clooney?
Well, an award that George Clooney has won, he's won many, he wants to win again. The sexiest man alive. All right. So it's kind of interesting, and I'll get your take on this in a second, because George has been doing a lot of interviews, which only leads me to believe, you know, he has a project coming out.
He has a movie.
And the fact that, you know, maybe that's one of the avenues you take when you want to be sexiest man alive again, which he'll have to wait till next year, obviously, because Michael B. Jordan already has that award. But he goes, I'm lobbying for a third one. Now, that's kind of greedy. You've already won twice. So why do you need a third sexiest man alive? How big is your ego at that point that you need one? But Rod, like, you've worked with many celebrities and you've had friends that worked with celebrities who have been, you know, the sexiest man alive. Is that a play? Like,
I think he's making fun of it. Like, I think George would, you know, it's, don't get me wrong. It is thrilling to have. And I've certainly had clients that really wanted to be in the issue or on the cover of the issue. Hello, P. Diddy. Like that, you know, like they wanted it. But I think with George, it's a joke. Also, too, it is something you can laugh and giggle about. It's not an Oscar. It's not going to change your career.
It's in his bathroom. It's not on his mantle.
It's funny. You know? It's something to giggle about. Although, you know, Hollywood is all about selling tickets. And the more publicity you get, the more sexy you are thought of, maybe it will help your movie more. I do think, though, George won at first in 1997. I think in the early 2000s, 2006, yes. I think is when he got his second one. The world has changed. And I can predict, I think, pretty accurately here, knowing magazines, we're not going to see a white man of George's age on that cover maybe ever again. I think the world has changed, and now the magazine has to reflect that. What do you think?
I agree there, but I also know that the world loves nostalgia.
That's true.
You know, so maybe not a new, like a Hemsworth or something like that, but I do see it going back to, hey, let's give Clooney the award this year,
Do you want to know who else has got double honors? Richard Gere has two of them. Brad Pitt. Johnny Depp has two as well. We're not going to see him on that cover either. Quickly before we go to break, Taylor Swift is making her boyfriend even richer. Joe Alwyn has been confirmed as the collaborator, the co-writer of three of Taylor's songs on her new album. This album is selling through the roof. She dropped it just a couple of days ago. It's going to sell about 350,000 units in its first week. Folklore sold about 800,000 in its first week. Taylor's on track to do about 4 million copies this year. 4 million sales
this year.
Biggest
thing in music.
Huge.
Biggest thing in music this year. And you know what, Rob's here to hear very quickly. Having a song on your girlfriend's album is like almost like owning a dog at this point. So I can only imagine that things are just going to keep on going forward for these two because they have a song together
on one
of her bigger albums probably ever.
He gets a check now for this song for the rest of his life. Ooh.
And they're connected.
They are indeed. So we're going to take a quick break. We will be right back. Hey, welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, with our friend Garrett Vogel. Garrett, let's get to the polls. So on Friday's show, we talked about Kelly Clarkson's estrangement from her husband and her manager, who she claims acted fraudulently. Is it bad in business to work with family members? Yes or no? Wow. 97% said, yes, it is bad business. I agree. But I think it's a very bad business idea to work with husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends. Where are you on this, Garrett?
Oh, no, I totally agree. You need some separation, church and state. You know, it just when you get home, you want to be able to say, hey, how was your day? Yes. Not, hey, how'd that meeting go with Charlie?
Yes, you know, like, yes. It becomes your whole identity, your whole life.
Exactly.
Don't do that, particularly when one of you has all the power. When I worked with Jessica Simpson, her manager was Joe Simpson, her dad. So all Joe, the dad, had was Jessica and Jessica's career. And it became really a weird, weird environment. So don't do it. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. You can go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Romba. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. Be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. So this story has been kind of going on for a week now. So Dionne Warwick, amazing singer, producer.
Legend.
Legend, exactly. She joined what we call Twitter last week. And I believe her granddaughter said, you know what, Grandma, this is what you need to do. You need to just start talking to people. And she did. And of course, all the artists she started, you know, tweeting at responded and they were swooning over it. So SNL smartly decided, hey, let's make a skit about this. So she was pretty much, you know, mimicked on SNL over the weekend too, which was very interesting. But she's like, you know what? This was a hilarious birthday gift. That's why she signed up for Twitter on her birthday, by the way. She said, thank you, SNL. That young lady's impression of me was very good. And who knew Brittany Warwick had so many jobs? And that's what she tweeted
adorable.
Sunday afternoon after she watched it, just like many of us watch SNL on Sunday afternoon.
Adorable. I'm told they're trying to get her to do a walk-on next week or in the next few weeks. If you're not following Dionne Warwick on Twitter, follow her right away. It is just the most fun. You're our nicest of the day. Yeah. And now our naughtiest of the day.
Uh-oh.
Blake Shelton is making fun of Adam Levine in a really naughty, cheeky sort of way I love. He was asked about his wedding. So Blake's marrying Gwen, and he said he wants Adam's band to get back together and perform at the wedding because their music is so boring, nobody will be distracted from the reception.
I saw a great meme. So, you know, everyone's talking about how everyone decorates the front of the Christmas tree.
Yes.
Very nice. And then the back is kind of like just trash. Yeah, exactly. So the meme was the front of the Christmas tree was Adam Levine shirtless, you know, with tattoos like from the Super Bowl. And the back of the Christmas tree was one of Joe Exotic's boyfriends from Tiger King sitting on the recliner.
I love it. And now it's time for a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
Ooh, can't wait.
So no longer know the bodies of celebrities better than you know your own. I would guess a lot of people can pick out Kim Kardashian's bottom on the internet from a photograph, but they probably couldn't pick out their own. So it's time to stop running away from what you look like and start running towards a mirror. We've got to get to know ourselves. And this also means accepting and loving ourselves. It does get easier. The more you look in the mirror, the better it gets. Now, that's a very strange thing to say because most people think folks that stare at themselves all day in the mirror are very, very vain. I would argue they know their faces. Get to know who you are. And more importantly, get to like it. Garrett, are you aware of what you look like?
Yeah, but I'd take a few seconds, make sure I don't have anything on my smudge on my face or some sauce from dinner, and you move on. Like, as long as you're confident within yourself, as I've learned from you many of times, there's nothing in the world that could really bring you down as long as you are confident about you.
Yes, get there. Hey, we ran out of time. Garrett, thank you so much. We love having you on Monday, and thank you for listening. To the Naughty But Nice with Rob Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review. And remember,
please,
if you're going to be naughty altogether, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.